This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I just wonder, like, they in the studio and they're like, hey, I got you. Got to start the song with that right there.
Yeah,
the motorcycle.
Like, and how do you know that you can do that?
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
Like, hang on, I got something. Let me roll on this. Roll on this. Yeah, and then it just sounds so great. Did people used to be cooler?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely cooler. Because they're like, when?
Why?
I don't. Cause, man.
Like, this era of human,
right? They
what,
just,
what year did this song come out? 1974, like that.
Anytime you had,
everyone was cooler then.
Anytime you had the word "cat daddy" in your vocabulary, you was cool, man.
Or, all right, tear the roof off the motherfucker.
We need to bring back Andy. We need to bring back doo-wop groups on the corner.
Yeah,
can we find somebody to go on the corner of 14th and Peachtree and doo-wop? Now you might get a ticket. I don't know, but where the doo-wop groups at?
I don't know.
Where the stylistics?
Where are they?
Or, you know, the microphones. You know, four guys just singing and call themselves the microphone.
Yeah, and like singing about love.
Love.
You know?
Yeah.
Like being genuinely honest about, like, this is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, man.
I'm spilling my heart out to you.
Hey, and then we're going to walk 13 blocks behind just singing.
That song came out in 1975.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, they were so much cooler, man. Cars were better. You know,
yeah, they were made of metal.
Made of metal.
They were heavy.
You know what I mean?
Big.
That woo-wah.
Shoes were big. Hair was big.
Yeah, that woo-wah wasn't out there yet. Never mind. That wasn't out there yet. Like,
what
the
was
food
it?
Was better. Everything.
I know.
Everything was better, man.
I'm sure there's some parts about now that are. I don't know. But, like, or maybe everyone does this. You sort of, like, you know, fetishize the past or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You can't tell me that right there, George Clinton and those guys, weren't just the coolest generation of human beings.
Cool, like, man. Cat
and like, who
daddy.
Is that now? Who's that now? That's what I wonder. Ooh. Is like, okay, so right then, everybody knew those guys were cool. And it's lasted long. We're 50 years removed from that.
The coolest guy that's still the coolest guy that was back then is Charlie Wilson.
Okay, but who's the coolest guy now?
Charlie Wilson
also was cool then.
That'd be Snoop, right?
But who's all right, Snoop, 60 Snoop. Years old.
Yes.
I'm talking about who's
these
the
kids.
Yeah.
Who's
that
kids
now?
That's young?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Oh, none of them.
That's what I'm asking.
I don't know if there is anybody.
I don't think
there is
a cool person.
I don't think there is one.
Dang.
I don't think there is one.
Is anybody that registers as that? No, I don't think so.
No, man. I don't.
Yeah, like 50 years from now, whose song comes on and the sports radio guys are like, man, that's what people were the coolest.
Like, there's certain songs that never go away. Like, 50 Cent in the club will be around until your daughter and we hanging out on her 21st birthday.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be around.
That's a great song.
Yeah, that'd be around.
It's a great beat. Great song.
That's all I can think
of. Like, I don't think of him like that, really.
No, me neither. I just think of
like,
that song.
The song's great, yeah. And there's some good songs and that's stuff. But I enjoy 50 Cent's, like, public persona.
Oh,
it's pretty funny.
Yeah, he's funny.
But, like, I don't know. I'm not sitting here like that about him, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Uncle Charlie.
Plus, also, he's 50-something now, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Who is the coolest cat of this?
Who's the coolest 20-year-old person right now?
I don't know, because I don't know.
Like, in their 20s.
I don't know any 20-year-olds that ain't my children.
That's the problem right there, though. Because I guarantee you, if you hold the 20-somethings, it's going to be some freaking YouTuber.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know any 20. I don't know any 20-year-olds that are not my children.
It's Drewski.
I like Drewski. Drewski's funny.
I don't think he's in his 20s, but you know what I mean.
Oh, I don't know, but he's funny as hell. I like Desi. Desi, I went down a wormhole and looked at all of his old skits, man, and was over there crying. I need to know how y'all be getting these police cars. How they be getting these fire trucks? Drewski was a damn TSA worker at the time. How the hell do y'all get this kind of access? And these folks ain't get fired. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's all I want to know. I don't know too many cool 20-year-olds. Because I ain't got no business hanging. I mean, I hang out with my children because they're my kids. But like, I sit there and watch. I'm like, I couldn't hang out with y'all. I'm ready
that's
to go.
That's what I always think
I'm
about.
I'm ready to go. Y'all want to take damn pictures.
And all the famous ones are always doing something stupid.
That's true. That's true. But I think about that when you hear stories about older dudes like Bill Belichick or whatever dating 20-year-old women. Like, I understand part of it, obviously.
Yeah.
But then it's like, you know, there's other parts of it, too, where I'm like, what's the percentage
what
of time spent?
What do y'all talk about?
Exactly.
What do y'all talk about?
Because you can only do that for so long, especially at that age. Yeah. You know what I mean? He doesn't have.
But I don't get. I mean, I'm with you. Like, what
are you talking
what
about?
What are we gonna talk about?
You don't want to watch the same stuff.
No, I don't
listen
want,
to
like,
the same music.
Did you see Bill sit down and watch Islands of Love? Is that what it's called?
I don't know. Something like that.
One of everybody was losing their mind.
Yeah, or Love is Blind or some kind of thing. Like, I cannot.
Did you see Bill sitting there watching that?
No, I can't.
You know, because I don't watch it. You know, but that's just I ain't into all that other stuff. But I'm sure there's some cool 20-year-olds out there.
There's got to be.
There's got to be some cool.
Somebody's out there.
Some 20-year-old that can still do wop. You know, can carry a tune walking down block. Because you got to understand the stamina that it calls to do wop and walk.
Sure.
Do wop, walk,
keep
and then
your
chase
breath.
The girl.
Yeah, I know.
Hit that
harmony.
Hit that blue on.
Good luck. All right. Let's get to an NFL no huddle.
Hit that blue.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Quinshon Judkins won't face battery charges.
Yes.
So he'll probably sign soon then.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll be signed sometime this week. After they play, they're in Philadelphia right now. I had the joint practice where you hear that Miles is just up there, just wrecking shop all over the place.
Miles Garrett is so good.
Yes.
That they have to ask him not to play in joint practices so people can practice.
That's how great of a player he is. But yeah, I mean, eventually I think, you know, they wanted to see the legal process and everything, do his course and everything, and now he is he's exonerated. I don't think he'll be suspended, and then he'll get an opportunity. He's way behind.
Way behind
because it happened like right after the draft.
Yeah. Browns, by the way.
Yeah, the Browns. So he's right. And then I saw they had signed the receiver from Texas who got into some stuff.
Also had some legal stuff.
Pretty much kind of on the same thing, and that was dismissed. And I saw yesterday he had some long, drawn-out letter to the Browns thanking them, but the Browns have not confirmed that he is going to be a part of their football team. So, yeah, you're talking about two second-round players. Mm-hmm. Because I think Isaiah Bond would have been a second-round player if this stuff didn't go on, if this stuff didn't happen. All right. But they said they did their due diligence and got on with it. I understand there's some people up there that are upset. Okay, I can understand that being upset about certain things.
Yeah,
certain
you're accused of. You're still in the You're still in the Deshaun Watson era.
Yes,
like he's still on the team getting paid.
Exactly.
And that anyway. Speaking of discipline, Rashee Rice's hearing with the NFL is expected for September 30th.
Yes, so he can play.
Which means he'll play.
Yes.
But then have the hearing, and then who knows what.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, he'll be suspended. At some. Why just do it now?
Exactly.
Why not understand?
If I'm him, I want to get it out the way. If I'm him, but I mean, he got to be suspended for that crap he did.
Right.
All right. He put people's lives in danger.
He was going 126 or something.
He needs some discipline. And he'll get some discipline.
My thing is just like, it's not like they have – this isn't his court date.
No.
This is the NFL's hearing.
Yes.
You're the NFL. Just do it tomorrow.
Do what you always do. That's why Flo and then John Gruden, they got these injunctions because y'all would be the jury, right? The prosecutor, the jury, and the judge. All right? So why can't y'all do that now?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they're trying to move away from that because Flo and John Gruden both won those cases.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Which, maybe.
Those two things are not good news for the NFL.
No, it is
because
not.
Now
they need to,
the Brian Flores case is now going to be tried publicly.
Yes.
Not an arbitration. Yes. So all that stuff in discovery is going to come out.
They need, and I heard Mike Tannenbaum talk, they need to settle.
Yes.
But I'm like, what does he want?
Yeah, but then you admit that you colluded against a guy.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So, but you can get away more with that than all that other.
Than the information that will come out if you don't.
Because that's,
tough spot.
Yeah.
And then what does he want? What he wants.
He wants
what
to be head coach.
That, and also he wants people to know what happened.
Yes.
Like, he wants people to know that the NFL actively colluded against him. And, like, we'll know if they settle. But we'll forget.
We'll forget.
You know
exactly
what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Every settlement, you've got to move away from it 5 years later, and you're like,
and the NFL
happened?
Is banking on that.
Yeah.
They're banking on it.
And that's probably what'll happen.
Yeah.
Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy will not play in this Vikings preseason game. They got joint practice with New England next week. So that works.
No, they had it this week. And
this
week. The clips, Steph Diggs was out there working their ass. But okay.
Okay.
All right.
For the first time in his career, Justin Herbert will play in a preseason game.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Jim wants him to get out there. All right, fine. Get him out there.
I guess
that's what I'm saying. Like, why is this the first time he played? Why didn't he play before?
And that's my thing is Justin Herbert's in like his sixth year.
Yeah.
All right. Preseason game number two in your sixth year? I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Matt Stafford, they're talking about him working out again this weekend. Bonk.
First ever, yeah.
Yeah, saying that he's working out again this weekend. And I think that the one thing I read, Andy, was they were saying, well, if it was a game, the actual game, he would play. And I'm looking at it from a standpoint, what about the rest of them? Like, if you got to patch him up to play in week one, because one thing I know about backs and old players, it don't get better. It does not get better. And so you're telling me that you're going to have him ready for game one if he had to play with that back? It's going to be a long season, man.
Or not. You know?
Exactly.
Or not.
It's going to be, yeah.
I hope it's a long season.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I hope Matt Stafford, they can find a way to do whatever magic they need to do on Saturday nights for him to be able to play in those games on Sundays or whatever. Like, I'm sure they have Thursday games and Monday games too, but you know what I mean? Because it also feels like it could be they do it the first one and then it doesn't go good,
right,
and then that's it.
Yeah.
Which would, I don't know, man. He played so good at the end of the year last year.
Great.
And,
but, I mean, the back.
That's life in the NFL.
The back NFL players, backs and necks. That's just one of those two injuries. They make your career a lot shorter than it should be. And so right now, I mean, he's played a lot of ball, and he's got a lot of wear and tear from them damn Detroit years.
The Falcons signed C.J. Henderson, cornerback, yesterday, made that official. This was kind of a rumor that had been percolating for a couple weeks now. They did it. They signed him. Who played tonight?
I doubt it.
No,
I think it's
not ready.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Next week, then?
Yeah, he'll probably get some reps next week. A lot of guys, they're signing a lot of guys. You saw that C.J. Beathard and Nathan Peterman, who's still around, Jets are working them out because they have no quarterbacks because Tyrod Taylor went down.
What do you think, C.J.? Is C.J. Henderson like a candidate to start?
I don't know. Huh. I know he's drafted to be a starting caliber corner,
right,
but it hasn't worked out. But, yeah, that Jets-Giants thing, boy, the way the Giants are talking about – and Justin Fields, like, I don't know what to think of him. He didn't have any time all week because they were that damn Giants defensive line. Watch the hell out.
Yep.
Watch the hell out.
They're going to be good enough to keep them in a lot of games.
Yes. Yes. Because Abdul Carter, as people predicted, he's that guy.
Yeah, man.
He's that guy.
They got so much talent on
that defensive
line. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to some Falcons conversation ahead of their second preseason game tonight. Hour number two brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Thanks for being with us on a Funk Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And that was a big thing to that.
Yeah. Those fun, like, synthesizer noises. It's so good. I mean, like, we've said this a lot of times when we do Funk Friday and we play all these songs. Like, I want to be the bass player. You want to play the guitar.
Yes.
Right? Bo wants to drum. We got Abe, like, a cymbal.
Yes.
Or maybe one of those triangles.
Yes.
I know this isn't funk, but you could talk me into playing the keyboard.
The keyboard,
like the stand up keyboard guitar. Yeah. And I know that's more like 80s kind of pop kind of thing, but you could talk me into that.
I never understood those things, but it was one of the coolest things.
It's cool.
When the dude would have it, he was doing his thing with it. Oh, yeah. Just cool. Now, I promise you, when I was younger, I didn't think they were actually playing it. I thought it was more like a prop. Look at that.
It looks like one.
It looks like it's just a prop.
Maybe it is. Yeah, it's still maybe.
But
it is.
I always thought it was like a prop
thing. You know what else I don't understand but is the coolest thing in the world is when the guitar player has that guitar that's two guitars.
Oh, yes.
Where it's like one up there and then there's another one down there.
Yes.
What's that about?
I don't know. Again, I don't know about all
that
stuff.
One of them's like a six string and one of them's an eight string, maybe.
Oh, okay. All sure. Right. I'll go with that.
Something of that. They're just two different guitars.
Okay. That's just awesome, though.
I have no
you got
clue.
The double neck guitar? Like, that's a badass.
But I would have loved to have been a front man with just my favorite guitar. And give it just the name of names.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Lucille.
Like B.B. King.
Lucille was B.B.
King, yeah.
But then you're like, something like that. Mm-hmm. Like Shirley or Betsy. Like, every one of them names.
It has to be
one of them names.
Like a classy old lady's name.
Yeah.
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 Like Lucille.
Geraldine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Louise.
Something again,
like that. Wheezy.
Again, like a brand of human that doesn't get made anymore.
Yes.
B.B. King.
Yes.
Just an
absolute.
There's a great interview. I don't know who did the interview series, but there's some company that did these long form interviews with legends like that. And you can find it on YouTube. And it's just like an hour and 20 minutes of B.B. King just like telling his life story.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
It's unbelievable.
Go listen to it.
Yes, because I love the stories of the clubs he used to play in.
Yeah.
That's the best part about
it. Yeah, the travel. Yes. And then, like, when he got big, he bought this big bus and his band traveled on it. But then it got in a wreck and it, like, exploded and his whole band died. And, like, that's really sad. That was a really hard part of his career. I don't know. This is really interesting. I would encourage you to check that out. All right.
We mentioned earlier that Michigan, the infractions have come down on Michigan.
Yes.
Which I mentioned yesterday is like, damn, they still after him. Huh?
That's Connor Stallions.
Yes,
that's national championship season. Michigan.
They're still after him.
Which did they take the championship?
No, they did not. Michigan will receive a significant fine, expected to be more than $20 million, from loss of postseason revenue in all those next two seasons. Sharon Moore, they won't leave that brother alone. They have suspended his ass more.
He got more suspensions.
Which is expected to take place in 2026.
Two game suspension.
Yes, I mean. The $20 million for it, that's a championship. Cool.
Yeah. Anyone would trade that.
Yeah, cool. But okay. So the NCAA, they got their piece of flesh. Yeah. Now go the hell away.
Yeah.
Now go the hell away. All right.
I just feel like, and maybe I'm alone on this one, I just feel like $20 million, Michigan's got that.
Yes.
Take the banner.
Yes.
Take it away.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
Fly it up to the Pacific Northwest.
And there's no posting. There is no posting example. But no, don't do that.
Let us have it.
That. Oh, that's why.
Let us have it. Let's just pretend that when the Huskies were down by 7 at the beginning of the fourth quarter, just pretend Penix took them on a couple touchdown drives and they won. And we'll just all remember it like that. Yeah. You know? Can we just do that?
I know exactly what you
mean. It's the little Men in Black.
Yeah, I know that.
Memory eraser.
I know that you want.
The neuralizer.
I know that you would love that banner.
Yeah.
And I know that if this were to happen and they were going to have a changing of the guard, changing of the banner.
Yeah.
You would be in Washington, wouldn't you?
Probably not. But if they no trips in 2025, even for reclaiming national championships.
Even for that.
But if they did do that, I would buy a national championship.
I'm just gonna tell you right now, damn it. All right. I'm just like, and I'm on my gals and my little guy side on this one, okay? Ashley, Lily, and Jack. Y'all better go some damn way in 2026, Bunk.
I think we will.
No. Y'all better go some damn way. All right.
Yeah, no, it's a year long thing.
All right. When did the year start?
Well, it started the same time every year starts.
No, I'm saying, so you said on January 1st.
Yeah.
That's
January for 2025.
Okay.
Which it seems like you're having the similar struggle that my wife is having.
Yes.
Which is that a year is 12 months.
Yes.
And all of the months that end in 2025 count in it.
But no, what I'm saying
she's like, we've been doing such a good job. We should know.
I know what I'm saying is, 2025. Did you make this in, say, February? So you got to February or January 1st, y'all planning stuff.
I said it on December 28th, 2024.
Okay.
I was like, here's what's going to happen next year.
Right.
Because of all the, we're looking at spreadsheets and all that kind of stuff. The worst thing she ever did was tell me to familiarize myself with the spreadsheet.
I remember that conversation.
Because I became very too familiar, I would say. Maybe a little too familiar.
I remember that conversation.
It was like, look, we got to clean this up here.
Okay.
Like, come on. This is a... we're not doing bad, but we're not doing that good.
Right.
So let's clean it up.
Okay.
It'll take a year. It's fine.
Okay.
And then next year we'll get back to business.
Okay. All right. But
you need to remember, and you can be on her side on this one too.
Because
this is what I said to her literally yesterday. I'll say it to you right now. The year's not over until the end of December.
Yes, but the thing about it is that for a woman, that gives more ample time to plan.
Plan.
Dude.
Plan away.
I got vacations scheduled for 2027. She said, I swear to you right now, my wife said, can you think we can get ahead of this and you can start asking off for days in 2027? I was like, are you really for real on this?
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
And it's also not like they don't give you days.
Yeah.
Like if you ask, you get it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you have to ask a year and a half in advance.
Like, 2027, can you start looking into these days off?
No, she's welcome to plan trips in 2026.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
Oh, hold on.
We just got to make sure the rest of 2025 goes the way that it has.
Now we have a big audience, and people know your wife, and like they know my wife that listen to this show. You just said get the planning.
Yeah.
And you said we're going to do it.
Yeah, now that doesn't mean like carte blanche to go anywhere in the world. Like, it's like we're not going to, we're not going to Fiji.
Okay.
Like, but, we might go to, we might maybe make it up to.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Make it up to.
Go to Montana. And
planes.
Waterfalls.
Planes. And passports, Buck.
No passports. But we can planes it. We can get planes. We get planes back in the mix. Like she's texting me right now.
Yeah, planes.
She's working, I thought.
Planes and passports, Buck.
Yeah, no passports. Passports. But, well, you know, we have passports, and we'll go. We'll use them someday. But
wonder how quickly into 2026, now that you've given the green light. Like, are we like January 3rd, you're out of here?
No, it'll be April. I already know what it is. I already know what it is. We're going to Destin in April. We're going back to the going there. It's fine. We can drive to Destin.
By the way, a championship trip's not out the window here because that's in 2026.
That's true.
Yes, exactly.
It's true. Exactly. If the Huskies win the national championship, then we can do that. But yeah, no, I mean, you guys got these years. You guys, there's 12 months long. 365 days.
Yeah.
I think this year was 366.
But you're talking
about. That's one extra day for us to get right.
Didn't we said year. You said January. They said, we'll go somewhere in April.
Yeah, next year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's a year and months.
Good. That gives us more time.
You don't want them to go on a trip on January 1st.
To get this spreadsheet
that.
Right.
Yeah, I was thinking it right there.
New Year's Eve somewhere.
January 1st.
I don't know if the spreadsheet's going to be right January 1st.
But I know my wife, like, would literally do that.
Oh,
like,
sure.
Yeah, my wife would like, on January 1st, I would be somewhere. Because that's how she operates.
And then also in April.
Yes, and then again in April. And then again in April. Yeah.
Now, luckily, it seems like we're on track. Look, I mean, I don't know, be honest about all of this, like we're joking about it, but we racked up some credit card debt at the end of 2024 that we did not need to do.
Yes.
We got excessive and aggressive.
Yeah.
And we needed to get rid of it. And we're like almost all the way
through. That's great,
man. Which is really good. Yeah, it's really good. It's really, really good.
Responsible.
We need to get that done by the end of the year and then not do it again. Like, that's the thing is, like, don't reset the clock and then immediately start messing up again. So, anyway, yeah, that's where we're at.
I love it.
Let me ask you this. Because, you know, we'll talk Falcons. We'll get to the Falcons. All four of these SEC teams have something in common.
Right.
And they're the four SEC teams that are ranked in the top 10.
Okay.
Texas, Georgia, Alabama, and LSU.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that it's going to have any impact on future decisions that young people make. But I hope that it does.
Okay.
And that is, they're all quarterbacked by guys mm-hmm. that
stayed.
Went there mm-hmm. from high school,
mm-hmm.
stayed there as backups,
mm-hmm.
waited their turn,
mm-hmm.
and then became starters.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it would surprise anyone if any of those four teams, maybe, I don't know, LSU winning a national championship might be a little bit surprising, but like if any of those teams made it to the playoff, if a couple of those teams won the national championship, like patience.
It works. It works. And we talked about it on Monday when we talked about these quarterbacks that are in the NFL, the young ones that are doing well.
Yeah.
Patience
and college playing time.
College playing time. Not saying they stayed at the same school, but mm-hmm. I'm talking about they stayed the course and stayed multiple years.
Mm-hmm.
When you have and you say it all the time, it's only one guy can play at a time. But when you look at how you just said it, those four teams, those quarterbacks that sat and waited their turn, it just and then we talked about Robbie Ashford. How many schools did this dude went to?
Four.
And other quarterbacks, how many schools these guys went to? Because they only do play one guy. And instead of, okay, this one guy, he has 1 year, and then I can come in and be the starter the following year. A lot of times, some of them do have that perspective, but then what continuously goes on in college football recruiting?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to bring another guy to come in and compete with you. And then you're like, well, damn, I should have left last year. I could have had that job over there.
The thing I do like about those four guys, though, is because I think it'd be really easy to say, well, yeah, he's Arch Manning. Like, yep. Whatever. Well, Gunnar Stockton's not. Like, that's a different situation. Mm-hmm. And Ty Simpson, certainly not. Like, yeah. That's a totally different situation. There was even a coaching change in the middle of that one. Garrett Nussmeier's not. Like, Garrett Nussmeier, not exactly a Manning, but his dad's a coach in the NFL.
Yes.
Like, he's in coaching circles. He knows people around the country. He easily could have
gone. That's a weird thing. Have you watched that thing on Netflix where that part right there, him and Brian Kelly having the same agent is weird.
Oh, that is weird.
Yeah, because I know Trace. I know Trace from back in Miami. I didn't play with him, but I know Trace. And so he's Brian Kelly and he's Nussmeier's agent. That's weird as hell. That's not good.
It's a weird world.
That's a weird working thing because you're trying to do the best for both clients. If Nussmeier comes back, that's good for Brian Kelly.
Right.
But if the NFL scouts come down and say that he's a first rounder, that's good for him.
Right.
But it hurts.
College quarterbacks even having agents in the first place is weird.
That's a weird one.
Do you think that has any impact on any future decision that any kid makes?
As far as?
Hey, those guys waited.
No.
I don't either.
Not one bit.
I don't either.
3 to 4 years, Andy.
Yeah, no,
three to four years.
But even Penn State, Drew Aller, same thing. Cade Klubnik, same thing.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And that's the only example I can think. There's no other teams that have the example.
How much are you looking at this view of I'm secure in knowing that nobody's going to come in here and take my job?
Yeah, no. I mean, that's the thing that you – Arch Manning could feel like that. But I don't think any of those other guys could have felt like that.
Gunnar Stockton did.
Yeah, he waited. But, you know, I don't know. They could have got somebody else, I guess. I mean, they tried to get the Mendoza kid from Cal. I mean, I'm sure they've tried to get other people to transfer in. But it worked out for them, and hopefully they win a lot of games, and I don't know. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this, as well as Sports Jeopardy. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Funk Friday. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get back into some Falcons conversation in about 20 minutes. Big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Kind of looking at some of Smoke and Joe Patrick, Torrey McElhaney, some of the go-to Falcons insiders 53-man roster projections, and just kind of some of the tough cuts and all that. And obviously, the guys are going to be playing tonight.
Are
a lot of them
after this game?
Are playing? I don't think so. Okay. But they, you know, they like to do those roster projections and stuff like that. Guys that are playing tonight are going to be, you know, are concerned. Not everyone, but concerned with that, and certainly thinking about trying to make the roster. So we'll get to some of that in about 20 minutes,
dude. I just saw it's always the algorithm thing of these teachers in school now. Like, are you in school or are you going to the club?
Outfit-wise?
Yeah, man.
Interesting.
I mean, I know our teachers didn't look like this growing up. That's why I always, whenever, you know, you're just like, damn, where was that when I was growing up?
You know, you hear a story about it every single week now.
Yeah, like, damn, was that going on when I was in school?
Well, it definitely it was right. at it, when I was going to school, but not to me. I wasn't involved in any of that. Because Mary Kay Letourneau was in Seattle. Like, that happened.
Oh, did it?
Mm-hmm.
She's from where you at?
Mm-hmm.
Over there at, like, where you was were you from school?
No, she didn't teach at my school.
Oh, okay. I did you.
But she was, that happened. Like, that was, like, the first famous one, right? Yeah. Yeah, that happened in Seattle.
Oh, did not know that.
Mm-hmm. And then she went to jail and got out, and first day, got caught in the car with Billy.
But he was of age.
Close.
Oh, okay.
Now they did eventually get married.
I know that. I know they got. I know they got married and everything. But I mean, like,
and then he became a prominent local DJ.
Get the hell out of here.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And she would show. She would come.
Is she? Are they still married?
She died.
Oh, man. Yeah,
she passed. She passed.
Sorry.
But yeah, I mean, you know. Everybody does.
I didn't know.
But yeah, no, I didn't. Yeah. You, how would you? How would you? Yeah, you know, he was a local DJ. I just think, I don't know what his DJ name was. But there was a lot of possibilities. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he didn't go with any of them.
I mean, you guys.
He was some late, you know, like lame, like DJ.
I mean, you guys are street cred. You got a woman going to jail for you.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Because you're 14 years old.
Yeah, got an old lady going to jail for you. And then waiting on you. Then as soon as she get out, she call you.
Yeah, breaks like all the rules, whatever probation, all that stuff. She had to go back.
But no, yeah, I remember that part. Like,
but she got pregnant in that mean little meantime.
Damn, dog. What you? Boy, them damn letters was good.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
They're getting treated bad at home.
All I'm saying is it was happening, but maybe now it's more prominent.
I guess.
I'm not sure.
I guess.
Also, I don't know if it's good, you know?
No, it's not a good
it
thing.
It is not
Andy.
Good.
It
you
is
know?
Not good.
It's got funny to joke about.
Yeah, it's funny to joke
about. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
So y'all already mentioned me being on the call tomorrow morning on 99 The Game, Dunwoody versus St. Pius. So tune in if you want some Saturday morning football. It's going to be awesome.
Do you say the X or not?
It is St. Pius X.
Okay.
I just have not. Maybe I should.
Am I don't know.
You should not.
You should not. Okay.
Okay.
It just
the X
is on
stand for? 10?
In Roman numerals,
in
it
Roman
does.
Roman numerals, yeah.
Well, I mean, but yeah, is that like
where,
a 10th
where are they playing at, Bo?
Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, because when we called the games over at Georgia State when I was calling the Cork and Kills, so I know if they all of them are in Mercedes.
All three that we're airing tomorrow are in Mercedes.
Okay, Mercedes. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Calling them from the big booth. So when I did go on to Max Preps looking for some information on St. Pius, every time St. Pius the Saint is mentioned, there is an X behind it. So I guess St. Pius was the 10th Saint or the 10th.
All right,
St. Pius. I don't know.
Did you learn any info about him
from
the
Saints
for the call?
Not about St. Pius, but I wasn't trying to. Maybe I should look at St. Pius, the actual saint.
Maybe. Sorry.
So, from saints to devils, if you want to come out and check out some pretty cool softball Sunday afternoon, 4:15 and 5:45 at Norcross High School, we will be taking on Archer in a back-to-back middle school softball game. So, anybody out in the area, in the Gwinnett County area, come check us out. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I will say they are very fun. They're very entertaining,
yes,
and
they are.
Kids have walk-up songs now.
Yes.
Yeah, man. They do it up. So we had Ozzy going 3 for 4, one hit away from a cycle. Michael Harris tearing it up. Wasn't the only cool that happened at, it wasn't Truist Park, wherever they were playing last night. We have a new Iron Man on our hands.
And Matt Olson, by stepping up to the plate here and being in the lineup today, passes Dale Murphy for the most consecutive games played. Of course, he still has a long way to go to get to Cal Ripken, but a cool accomplishment for Matt Olson here tonight. As Matt Olson singles to right here with two down.
Good for him.
741 games played, so he's only about 1,800 behind Cal Ripken, which is what you think about that in the context of Lou Gehrig and Cal Ripken and the 2,500 or whatever it was that I think Cal Ripken finished on right around that number. That's an insane a lot of baseball games played in a row.
Yeah, I mean, it's insane to stay healthy that long.
That's
it's insane to stay good that long. Mm-hmm. Like,
I love Cal Ripken because I mean, he was one of my favorite players. Obviously, living up in that area, growing up in Virginia, it was about the Orioles up there.
Mm-hmm.
The Nationals weren't there, and so like I don't want to say I took them on because I was always a Braves fan, but my best buddy that was there was the biggest Oriole fan in the world. And maybe because he knew everything there was in life about Cal Ripken, it started rubbing off on me. I was like, hey, I like this guy. He's pretty good
yeah,
player.
And pretty damn good.
As I got older and older, and then I always remember the whole All-Star game with A-Rod, mm-hmm. and A-Rod let him go play third base and in his last All-Star game. But, yeah, I mean, that's not going to get touched.
I don't think so.
No. People do that. It's kind of a good summertime sports radio topic, the most unbreakable records. That's one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, there's certain baseball records that, you know.
That's not going to touch.
Like, Cy Young won 500 games. Like, no one's going to do that. You know,
may not have another 300 game winner.
Probably not. We had one last night.
Pete Rose's hit record is pretty untouchable. Ricky Henderson's career stolen base.
We played trivia last night. I know we're going to do Sports Jeopardy in a minute. I was thinking about Abe.
You had to get warmed up for me?
Okay, I guess so. Well, if last night's any indicator of what's about to happen, you're about to win by a lot because we sucked at trivia. But we did get the last one right, which was the only 300 game winner in baseball history to not be in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Any guesses?
Oh, no.
I assume you're taking active players out, or
there's no active 300 game winners.
No. I don't know.
Bo's mind is. I can see it. His mind's turning.
Not to be at a Hall of Fame, so they probably got 300 games recently, but have also retired.
They're eligible.
Randy Johnson.
No, good guess. Roger Clemens.
Oh yeah.
Steroids.
Yeah. Good call. Yeah.
Steroids.
Did you get that right?
We got that one.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
We finished eighth.
I don't know how many teams.
I think 13.
There you go. That's
so
like,
we weren't last.
Man, you weren't last.
Some of that stuff's hard, man. They're like, what country does Italy share its longest border with?
Oh yeah.
Like, I don't know. How am I supposed to know that?
Look at Abe over there. Like,
how am I supposed to
welcome aboard, huh, Abe?
Now I will say the two people that we were there with, our friends, had just gotten back from Italy, so it was like, come on.
They didn't
like,
even know.
Come on, guys. How do you not know it? But yeah, no, trivia is hard. Speaking of trivia, let's play some. Let's get to Sports Jeopardy.
Really? You came back from Italy and didn't know that. What was the answer?
Switzerland.
Okay.
We guessed Romania.
Romania?
Or Austria. No, they guessed Austria.
Okay.
I don't know.
Romania.
Well, whatever it was. It was wrong, and we were wrong. But I was like, you guys were just there. But
did
anyway,
you get all the sports questions?
There was only one. No, there was two. It was whatever the hell Syracuse's mascot's name is. What school is it? I was like, oh, Syracuse.
Okay.
If you even can consider that sports. And then the Roger Clemens.
Like they said orange, or they went like the name of a mascot?
Yeah. It was like, what ACC school's mascot is named like Pete the Orange, or whatever his name is.
Okay.
And so you guys would have got that one.
Guess I
got
to take that question off. which Braves pitcher of all who have thrown this season has recorded the most quality starts for the year?
Oh, Randy.
God.
Randy.
Bryce Elder.
Incorrect.
Grant Holmes?
Grant Holmes is second with 9. Chris Sale has 8. Spencer Schwellenbach has 13 of them.
Oh, yeah. He went on that nice run.
Yeah, he did. He's been gone so damn
long. Is he coming back?
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not. We might see Chris Sale again. In which collegiate sport is the Tewaertin Trophy awarded?
Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Lacrosse.
That is correct.
I know that.
I have a brother who really likes college lacrosse.
I know.
He's made his comeback yet?
He's in Atlanta right now.
Oh, he's there? Oh, I didn't know he was there.
Yeah, he got here this morning.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I don't know if – I think his Achilles is all right.
Okay.
Yeah, playing their home games at Centennial Bank Stadium, it's nicknamed The Vault. Which Group of Five team is nicknamed the Red Wolves?
I don't know.
Group of Five?
Said they're playing The Vault?
Yeah.
Red Wolves.
I have Group of Five. I have no clue.
Andy. Like New Mexico?
No, they're the Lobos.
Okay. But I think isn't that a Red Wolf though? I don't know. Just kidding.
Arkansas State?
Mm-hmm.
No. Arkansas State Red Wolves? No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Name 3 of the 4 teams that have won at least one Super Bowl, but have never lost a Super Bowl.
Randy. Name, okay, that have won, but never.
You need to name 3 of 4 that have at least one Super Bowl win, but have never lost a Super Bowl, never gotten there and lost.
Okay. Steelers.
That is incorrect.
That have gotten to a Super Bowl and
they
never
lost?
Oh, they lost the damn Cowboys.
Lost the Cowboys, yeah.
That, all right. Andy?
Three. How many have they had to have won?
They have to only at least one.
Oh, okay, at least one. Okay, so maybe they've only won one and only been to one. I don't know, man. this is a hard one.
I know another one. You'd give the question?
Yeah, I don't know.
What you got?
The Ravens?
That's one?
The Ravens.
Okay, they're 2-0, yeah.
The...
You can combine forces, Andy, if you think
okay,
of one.
Okay, yeah, let's go together.
That's two? Good.
Oh, yeah, they're 1-0, yeah.
They went to Super Bowl III, never went back, right?
Yeah, that's right.
The Giants?
That is incorrect.
Who did the Giants lose to? Oh, that's the Ravens.
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah, that's right. Forget about that Giants team.
Yeah. Bo, you have an answer?
Kerry Collins, right?
How about the New Orleans Saints?
New Orleans Saints?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we don't know. Yeah. There you go.
And the last one, they've won a couple of them. The Buccaneers.
Oh, yeah.
Every time they've went.
I was thinking it was going to be the 1-0 teams.
Yeah.
You know, because you're thinking about who goes to the
Saints
most,
and
but.
Saints and Jets took care of that.
Right.
Andy's clinging to a 1-0 lead here. As of Thursday, just in case anyone signed, I wrote this question the other day. Who's the highest paid player in the NFL this season?
Andy.
Oh, God.
Andy.
Dak Prescott.
That is correct.
Yes. I couldn't say.
You started to ring and then you stopped. Yeah,
you forget your own name?
Yes, I did, actually.
What is the name of the WNBA team located in Dallas?
Randy. The Wings.
That is correct. Randy still trails 2-1, but we got time for him to get back into this. Before it came to Atlanta, what city housed the College Football Hall of Fame?
Randy. Oh, God.
If you got something close to the city.
I know.
Huh?
Canton.
No, that's the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yes, I know this, Abe.
I have no idea, but something in my mind said Birmingham, Alabama.
I don't know why I was going to say Birmingham.
Really?
Yes,
yeah,
I don't know. I had Birmingham
right
here.
Because that's where the SEC
is. South Bend.
Oh,
Notre Dame used to have it.
I never knew that.
Did not know that.
Did not know that. But I thought Birmingham the same thing.
I don't know why, but that's where my mind went.
Yeah.
All right, two rapid fire. We'll see who wins. Which NFL team plays their games at Huntington Bank Field?
Oh, God.
Andy. The Chiefs.
No, that's Arrowhead.
Perfect. I know.
Randy.
Randy.
I'm going to go Hunting. I'm going to go North. I have no damn clue, Andy. Huntington. The Ravens.
That's M&T Bank.
Okay.
The Browns.
Huh.
All right, chance to tie real quick. Which NFL team plays their games at Northwest Stadium?
Randy. Northwestern.
I don't think they're an NFL team. Andy, you're going to win. Do you want to try and answer?
Northwest Stadium?
It was tough to find two NFL stadiums y'all might not know, but
yeah,
I get it.
You did it.
I did it.
You did it. The Arizona Cardinals.
No, that's State Farm Stadium.
Okay.
The Commanders.
Do you know all the stadiums, Abe?
Probably not off the top of my head, but I maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I don't have a list right now. I was pulling those very quickly.
Seahawks.
Everbank. No, that's Lumen.
Lumen? Lumen, yeah. Which is the name of the company in the show Severance. Also, by the way, we started watching that show.
Great show.
Do you think the real Lumen likes that?
I don't know.
Because it seems like the Lumen and Severance
press
is not
is
a
good.
All
press
is good press. We're only a couple episodes in, but doesn't seem like that company's up to any good. I'll check back in after we watch more. All right, we'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.